USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is in Ireland and set to hold meetings with the Irish Prime Minister. The president on why he enjoys coming to Ireland.
We love the Irish. So it's an honor to be here. We'll be discussing various things. Probably you'll ask me about Brexit because I just got some very good people that are very much involved with Brexit, as you know.
The president spent the morning in England taking part in some D-Day commemoration events and heads to France tomorrow to take part in ceremonies marking the 75th anniversary of D-Day in Normandy. Former Vice President Joe Biden says climate change is one of the main issues he will focus on as he runs for president in 2020. The presidential hopeful was on the campaign trail in New Hampshire on Wednesday morning.
What I don't understand is how some people can continue to be total climate deniers, that there's nothing happening out there.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi formally signs a long-awaited disaster relief bill, which was held up for months after political squabbles from Democrats and Republicans.
In time of natural disaster, we have a compact with the people of our country that we will be there for them, that the government will be there with the assistance that they need.
The bill now heads to President Trump's desk for a signature and is lodged aimly at helping victims of hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, and wildfires all across the country. A Texas couple is dead after contracting a mysterious illness in Fiji. Michelle and David Paul died last month after becoming severely ill while vacationing. Michelle's dad, Mark Canalog, says he still has questions about what happened.
Nobody can tell me, even the autopsy is done, nobody is telling me what was the cause of the death. And that's very hard for me.
Other members of the family believe the government may be withholding information to avoid scaring off tourists. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
As we approach the 75th anniversary of D-Day, I had a chance to catch up with Alex Kershaw. Now he's author of a new book titled The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. And one of the things I asked him was what stood out to him when he started doing his research for this book.
Just how risky the operation was, how long the odds were of success. I mean, there was one example that really hit home with me was that to take a German battery of guns, they were actually going to crash land three gliders on top of the guns themselves. So you sort of look at it and you go, this is crazy. You know, a lot of people are going to get killed here, but they did it anyway. So I was struck by just how suicidal some of these missions were, how long the odds were of actually surviving. It was astonishing.
Kershaw also shares with me some of the bravery that was shown by many men all across the United States.
A lot of these units, the American units, were National Guard units. They came from all across America. I mean, if you go to the graveyard in above Omaha Beach, where there are over 9,000 Americans buried from the Battle of Normandy, when you walk through the rows of crosses, you'll just see every state in America lost a son, and many, in some cases, many sons. On D-Day, it was a completely national, completely unified effort.
Again, the name of that book, The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.